This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you, May 19th, 2017, with the Weekly Perspective. Well, I'm going to start again this week with the contraction. Carmageddon. This is from Zero Hedge. All three auto markets contract year over year for the first time since January 2009. For the first time since January 2009, sales of cars declined year over year in all three of the world's largest auto markets of Western Europe, down almost 7%, China off almost 2%, and the United States off almost 4%. Well worth reading this article. I want to comment on two things. Number one, that there was an expression, very probably not known well now, that as goes General Motors, so goes the United States. Anyone that's been to Detroit or even looked on the internet to see what the Detroit metropolitan area looks like is awakened to the fact that the automobile manufacturing industry has taken a huge hit. And the other one I'd like to give attribution to Dave of X22 Report. And he's been saying about the channel stuffing, which is a slang term meaning that the manufacturers, the producers of the automobiles in the United States put all kinds of new cars out on lots, but they're really not sold. But from the accounting perspective, it looks like the GDP is going strong and things are percolating just fine. And when in fact, a lot of these dealerships are running out of space to park these cars because the auto industry at large is not doing well. Coming back, does that portend for more problems in the future? And I would suggest that it does. A lot went on this week. And by Friday the 19th, when I'm doing this update, stocks had recovered somewhat, but stocks sank big time on a lot of things, but primarily attributed to the news surrounding all this going on in the Trump administration. I won't touch the politics this week, but a lot going on between the Comey firing and what the deep state's doing and what the mainstream media is doing and on and on. Again, no further comment, but we at the Morgan Report put out an alert early in the week suggesting what we see as something that we think is rather fundamental and perhaps long-term. And just a little bit more on the automobile sector contraction from Bloomberg. Ford sees 1,400 salaried workers leaving by the end of September. So keep your eyes on this. Again, this report 10, more contraction in the future, and I believe it does. Moving on to some comments about the cryptocurrencies. This is from Dollar Collapse. Is this Bitcoin's fatal flaw? Talking about what went on with WannaCry. Jeff Berwick of Dollar Vigilante did a very interesting and timely update on what was going on with the ransomware, and it was rather laughable. Jeff has a great sense of humor talking about only $70,000 has been ransomed so far, and this is like the biggest attack ever, and he goes on to poke fun at the mainstream media. Regardless, coming back to the Dollar Collapse article, what's interesting here is this quote from Forbes that for the first time, Bitcoin accounts for less than half of all market cap transactions of all, market cap of all cryptocurrencies. So there are some competitors out there, and there will be more. And in fact, we'll be speaking about that at the Vancouver Resource Show, or actually it's called the Writers Conference, next week on the 28th of May up in British Columbia at the Metal Writers Conference held at the conference center down there on the water. And I'm just going to stay on this one theme about the cyber situation, cyber currencies, and what's going on there before I move into the precious metals that I always end with, because I think this really bears repeating. This is, or investigating for the Rutherford Institute. I don't read them all, but I'll read enough where I think this is very interesting. Who's designing the malware worm that is now wreaking havoc with tens of thousands of computers internationally by hackers demanding a king's ransom? The U.S. government. Who is the biggest black market buyer, stockpiler of cyber weapons? The U.S. government. What country has one of the deadliest arsenals of weapons of mass destruction? The U.S. government. Who is the largest weapons manufacturer and exporter in the world, such that they're literally arming the world? The U.S. government. Which is the only country ever to use a nuclear weapon in wartime? The United States. And it goes on and on. Definitely worth reading the Rutherford Institute and keeping your eyes open, awake, and aware. Moving on to gold first. Market Watch headline, gold books its best trading stretch in 5 weeks. Looks like gold has certainly found a bottom. bottom. Volumes are very good. There's lots of indicators that would portend that gold is moving higher. And as I said earlier in this weekly perspective, it looks like the stocks have started to sell off. Whether or not this is a major change or not remains to be determined. And I'll close out with the silver. We just updated a silver price forecast for 2017. It's a free report. You can get it at themorganreport.com. Just need a first name and an email address. Verify your email and you'll be given the report. Lots of interesting information, my take on what's going to happen to the silver market for the rest of the year, and also some more information that will guide you through these very interesting times. Lastly, I will be speaking on our favorite stock at the Writers Conference, again at the Writers Conference at Vancouver, BC, on the 28th, 29th of May. So if you are attending that event, please let me know. Drop by. I will have a booth, and I'll be there almost all day, both days. That will conclude this week's Weekly Perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.